Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. I got a lot going on. We've got in the second hour, Brad Dacus is going to join us from Pacific Justice Institute. I mean, again, are your legal rights being protected? Who's sticking up for you? I mean, apparently, as we learned today, you know, the White House will pick and choose you know, who they're going to go after and how. Right? I mean, Joe Biden, when they raided Mar-a-Lago, what did Joe Biden say?
Well, I have no idea. I saw it on the news. Yeah, that was it.
Amazing. The President of the United States had no clue that they were going to go raid the apartment, the home, whatever, of a previous president. And they want you to believe that. Well, they get you to wear masks for 2 years. What the heck? I would believe I'd get you to believe it too, right? And now we're finding out, hey, guess what? I mean, if you're shocked by this, I don't even know. You must be comatose. Or must have been comatose. Because, frankly and honestly, they lied to us. We found out that they were informed, that they were asked questions, that they were engaged in a way with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Yes, and that's what it was. It was a raid. There was no reason to do what they did. Look, the only guys that had guns around the place was the Secret Service. Right? Who was going to shoot who? Who was going to do what to who? Or is that to whom? I don't know. Do I really care? No. So seriously, we have now become a third world country. Others see it. Others that are in it see it. We might as well be Cuba, right? Parents in schools are being called domestic terrorists for simply asking, and actually having lawsuits filed against them for simply asking within their kids' curriculum. Wanting to see it, wanting to discuss it in some way, shape, manner, or form. Now we're finding out the FBI sent undercover agents to church services to see what they were teaching, which is really ridiculous because most of them live stream. Wouldn't be that hard. They would have had to spend all that money sending them everywhere. Right? I mean, we can keep going on with this. This is just exactly where they're at. You've got a DA out of New York City that's using his seat, using his power to go after Donald Trump. Even people on his side of the aisle are going, don't do this. This is wrong. Yeah, you don't want to hear it. Not interested. That hate that wells up in them. They can't control it. They can't stop it. It actually, it runs them, if you would. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And you just keep seeing this stuff coming up over and over and over again. Right? You've got, we talked about the other day, you have shootings going on all over the place. You have a 12-year-old that shot a 16 and a 17-year-old that was part of his gang. And what are we talking about? Getting rid of guns. Somebody's getting rid of guns, calling parents domestic terrorists when all they want is answers to what's going on with their kids. Now, Biden, think about something here. Biden's administration now is looking to cut water to California and other western states. All right? Now, we just came out of a drought, or supposedly just came out of a drought. But 80% of the water that we even captured, that even made its way into our reservoirs, I should say, wait a minute, of all the water that was dropped on the state, only 20%+ was captured. 80% went out to the sea because we don't have enough, you know, dams and reservoirs to catch the water that we need. Now the Biden administration is talking about they're going to reduce the water supplies to 7 western states because the Colorado River looks like it's dropping too fast. It has deteriorating levels. These states are dependent on that water for 40 million Americans. These states are dependent on that water for farming. Or are we going to... Oh, I guess, you know, look at... We've already got China making our pharmaceuticals. So I don't want to just let them grow, you know, take care of our growing. What do you think? So, seriously, there are two proposals out there to cut the water supply in California. Well, and other western states, don't get me wrong. We're not the only ones. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I said, you know, again, why would the Department of Justice need to go into our churches to find out what we're talking about? What is the pastor saying? What are the priests saying? What are whoever saying? You think they went into mosques? What do you think? I'm just asking, because you never know. It's just getting ridiculous, and it's more ridiculous as days go on. They are looking for some kind of civil war. They need violence to have a reason to physically come and take your guns away. That's what I believe. Go with your guns. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I'd be disingenuous if I said, that's it for me, no more bud. I haven't drank in years. I'm one of those guys that really should have never drank to begin with, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? It was no fun to be around when I had too much to drink. But, let me see, we got Anheuser-Busch, right? You've got Nike. You've got a whole bunch of others now that are joining that bandwagon in promoting the quote-unquote transgender scene issues, whatever you want to call it. And I know it's like a cliche, right? Go woke, go broke. But it really is happening. people don't want it anymore. I went down to my local supermarket because I saw some of these memes being put up, but when I looked, it was quite true over this weekend. Somehow, Easter and booze go together. I don't know how that works, but whatever. So when we went down to the supermarket, you could see that the Bud products were in abundance where the other products were not. So people are paying attention. I'm glad to see it. Maybe not to the level we need it, but people are paying attention. But, you know, like I always say, I bring up people that have more of a clue than I do. Rick Amato joins me. He's the host of Politics and Profits. Rick, pleasure to have you with me again.
Great to be with you and your audience, Joe.
You know, Rick, I know it's kind of a catchphrase that's going around, go woke, go broke. But I think even the middle-of-the-road Democrats, if you would, rank-and-file Democrats, are getting tired of seeing this shoved in their face on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, in NASCAR or it's, what was it, the Emmys, the Grammys, whatever it is, they're getting tired of seeing all this, aren't they?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there's a candidate who, well, not a candidate yet, there's someone who may announce his candidacy for senator in California as a Republican, and he's not a politician. You may know him. I'm not sure. He founded something called the Comedy Radio Network years ago. His name is Kent Emmons, and I just interviewed Kent. It's that interview is going public here in a couple days, and Kent says he believes that 80% of Americans agree on 90% of the topics. It's just the extreme 10% on the left, the extreme 10% on the right, that disagree on items. So, if he's right, and I think he's probably close to being right, then what you just said is accurate.
Oh yeah, I agree with him. I think the loudest ones, well, are the ones that can't control themselves, right? The ones, and I'm on the right, but I'm not on the far right, okay?
Right,
I can't even
exactly,
stand some of those people myself, right? But they tend to be the loudest, and the more they look out of control, they're kind of frightening when they come at you with certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they get the attention of the media. The media, you know, broadcast their voices because the media finds that that's what gets them ratings. Not you and me, but
no. I won't, look at you. You and I haven't been together long on the show, but I won't even when we have an active shooter or a shooting that day. I won't even go into the details of that because there's too much garbage flying around. You know, my heart and prayers go out to those people that were shot or and their families of the people that were killed. But you sit tight a little bit because things have to unravel. They have to unfold. Don't you agree?
I agree. I think it says a lot about you as a media commentator, media host. You don't jump out there and get everyone all worked up like everyone else is. You take a step back, as you just described. I think that says a lot about you, and we need more of that.
Yeah, I agree, because I think, you know, our listeners can get all ginned up, get all emotionally riled up when they have somebody that they trust that they're listening to and saying, you need to do this. You know, my attitude is always, from my point of view anyways, first you pray, secondly you wait till you get the facts, and then you open your mouth, then you enter into dialogue. Because, look, I'm on a school board here in California. I'm a trustee on a board of one of the largest districts in the state. And we've had those parents, 20 of them, 30, 40 of them, come up and speak to us. Now, some of them are looking for that 8 minutes of fame, okay? And they're yelling and screaming at you. Really, really no point to what they're saying. But then you get the moms that come up that have a clue. They know what's going on with their kids. They are a little loud. I'm Italian, so everybody's loud and passionate, right? They're a little loud. They're a little passionate, and they're making their point. And those are they're getting demonized along with the other ones, and they shouldn't be because, you know, if you pay attention, they just really care about what's going on in their kids' heads. Am I right?
Oh, I agree 1,000%.
Yeah.
How's that for being extremist. 1,000% I agree.
Well, it's again, but the DOJ sees these people, you know, as terrorists. And now they're afraid of you know, I have some of them reach out to me. They're afraid of repercussion on their kids. They're afraid of repercussion in the community, especially, you know, when you live in L.A., it's a little different, in L.A. proper. When you live in the suburbs, like a Burbank or a Glendale or Pasadena, what have you, more people will know who you are. They see who you are. They know about you. So when you have these people speaking out, their kids will be, maybe not in a negative way, but you'll know who their kids are. You know who they are. So
sure.
It's very, very hard for them to step forward.
That's how it is where I'm in San Diego. I'm in an area where everyone knows each other's kids. I prefer it that way.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it makes for a great neighborhood. It makes for a great community, if you would. All right, Anheuser-Busch, you know, you're the finance guy. You're the economics guy. When I look at that, I was reading earlier today that they're down. Their market cap is down by $3 billion. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that in a moment because it could be a little misleading,
okay.
And I'll explain what I mean by that. But here's what I want to share with you and your audience. Joe, I've got a scoop on Anheuser-Busch, and I say a scoop. It's coming from Charlie Gasparino. Charlie Gasparino is a friend of mine. He's also a frequent guest on my show. Your listeners probably know Charlie, Fox Business News reporter, Fox News reporter, New York Post columnist. Charlie and I communicate frequently. He texted me this morning, and he told me he had a scoop. I'm getting it from him. I think he just broke it on Fox Business News in the last hour. So your audience, Joe, is getting this, hearing this for the first time.
All right.
Besides those Fox Business viewers. And that is this. Charlie has been informed that by Anheuser-Busch wholesalers, there's people may not realize. That
all right. Wait a minute. This is great. Hold that because we have to go to a commercial. And we're going to talk about their wholesalers when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, people, in just a few minutes.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says Republicans planning to host a hearing in New York City for alleged crime victims should focus on other issues.
We're trending in the right direction. Their districts are trending in the wrong direction.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will host a hearing next week for people who have suffered as a result of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies. He announced the hearing days after former President Trump pleaded not guilty in Manhattan criminal court. The federal government is being sued by two of Alaska's largest tribal groups, claim that federal regulators are mismanaging Alaska's pollock and cod fishery during the ongoing salmon crisis. They say the government is using badly outdated information, and they're asking a federal judge to intervene. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Rick Amato joins me. He's the host of Politics and Profits. Rick, before we get rolling in our conversation, tell people how to find your show.
Yeah, a couple ways. Thank you, Joe. One is online, youramericatv.com. It's a news site, and there's a link to a video link to watch our TV show online. And your is spelled Y-O-U-R. So that's youramericatv.com. If your listeners have Roku, I mean, Roku is the number one alternative to cable in America.
Oh yeah,
we are on the Your America TV channel. So go to Roku, put Your America TV in the search field. Boom, Politics and Profits with Rick Amato will pop up.
Very cool. Yep. Well, yeah, we're up there as well. I switched over there years ago because I was seeing what was happening with terrestrials, the other things, you know. But, you know, the other thing, Rick, is I tell people all the time, other hosts that I have on, is we need to help each other out. We need to work with each other. We need to promote each other because, nobody else is doing it. The big names, I won't mention any of them, but the bigger names, they kind of leave us behind as they move on. But the reality is, like, in some of the areas that the show broadcasts, there's smaller rural areas where people don't get that kind of message. And so we need to be promoting each other, helping each other out, because I believe that we're closer to the street than some of these other people are. Just kind of my opinion, you know. So.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. We left them hanging at You Have a Scoop, and you were talking about distributors, I would imagine, for Anheuser-Busch.
So here's what it is. Again, this comes from Charlie Gasparino, who texted me this morning. I told Charlie to be sharing it with your audience. He gave me a thumbs up. Anheuser-Busch wholesalers say that they were given no preview of the controversial Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light advertisement at their annual wholesalers convention, which was just this past January. And this is despite historically a past practice where new ads are featured and shared and shown to the wholesalers.
Wow.
So the wholesalers are feeling very upset over this. Additionally, Anheuser-Busch is now scrambling as controversy builds with its distributors. You know, again, with its distributors. I'm not saying with right-wing activists. I'm saying with its distributors. That's a scoop from Charlie Gasparino over at Fox Business News, New York Post, which he shared with me today.
Yeah, now, I mean, amazing. Go ahead.
Bud Light suffered a bloodbath this past weekend as consumers nationwide revolted against, and I didn't realize this, but it's also the nation's top-selling beer brand. And why that shocked me, though, is their marketing person who's been on the, you know, her interview's been on TV here the last 72 hours. She said that, hey, our brand was in trouble. It needed to be remarketed. It's the nation's top-selling beer brand. I understand her words make no sense. Yeah, what the trouble is. Now, add to this. I'm going to quote the owner of a sports bar in Missouri outside of St. Louis. Why do I mention that? St. Louis, of course, is the corporate headquarters for Anheuser-Busch.
Yep.
So, you know, it's very, very popular there, very friendly, very well known. And the owner of a popular sports bar outside of St. Louis, I'm quoting him. In Bud Light's effort to be inclusive, they excluded almost everybody else, including their traditional audience. He says his bar experienced a catastrophic decrease over this past weekend. Now, I want to come to something you brought up earlier because this is where information can be misleading. You were right, Joe. You said that Anheuser-Busch's stock took a $3 billion decrease in market value recently. Well, now today the stock was up. It was up very slightly, 15 cents. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that's not being reported, and I'm not trying to wave a flag left or right or middle. I just want people to understand the whole story. And that is Anheuser-Busch's stock rallied for the past week to an all-time high, an all-time record high, before pulling back today. It pulled back It pulled back Friday. It pulled back $3 billion on Friday. But then again, it was up today 15 cents. Now, where does it go from here? I'm not predicting. I'm not saying that I know. All I'm saying is, you know, we're all seeing headlines out there, $3 billion market value loss. Well,
right.
Let's put that in perspective. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm with you, and I think that's something we should do. We should always make sure they have the real information. They really understand what's going on. And I neglected to say earlier that, you know, that $3 billion loss was not over a 24, 48-hour period. This stuff doesn't happen overnight, really, unless there's a catastrophic issue with a corporation. Do you know what I mean? So, no, I totally agree with you. I just find all of this pretty amazing that if you think about it. Now, some have said the reason they're doing this is because, again, they're going after a community that's not normally targeted. And they started off with just transgender, but now they're saying, you know, the gay, lesbian, transgender community is much bigger and they want to give them some recognition. I'm thinking to myself, what does beer, wine, what does any of that stuff have to do with sexual orientation? I mean, you either like beer or you don't like beer. I would imagine no matter what, whether you like men or women, it doesn't matter. You like beer, right?
Yeah, I think most Americans, we'll go back to 80% agree on 90%. I think most Americans could care less if they market to a transgender or gay community. But what Americans care about is when they throw it in our face.
Yep. Totally agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like it's being done right now.
Oh, and in so many other ways, not just this. You mean when it comes to issues that we're dealing with here in California, where you have San Francisco City or San Francisco County, but you're talking about reparations. Now, I don't want to get into conversations whether they deserve it or don't deserve it or all that, but how do you decide to give $5 million to each black person when you can't even pay the bills you already have? Where is the money going to come from? How are you going to do it? How are you going to figure it out? And now you've got these large corporations like Walgreens, CVS, Whole Foods leaving San Francisco because, well, what they're saying is because of the safety of their employees. I mean, is San Francisco going to become a wasteland in your eyes?
Well, I think the lesson, given the pop culture that we're currently going through, I think the lesson is if you live in California, you should identify as a black. I'm joking.
No, listen, I get people nuts because I say the same thing. I'm going to start identifying as a black female transgender, and I'll press all the buttons, and I'll be home free. I mean, this is how ridiculous it has become, you know?
Yeah, right.
But seriously, I mean, you look at San Francisco, you look at really what brought businesses there. I mean, high-end businesses. I'm not just talking about, you know, the mom-and-pop shops. But you look at San Francisco City, a big finance center. Companies are moving out of there. They don't want to stay there. And when you get places like small places, relatively speaking, you know, Walgreens, CVS, leaving as well, this does not bode well for a city like that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I don't know. You're asking where I think is going to lead to San Francisco. I don't know what that answer is. You know, as you know, Joe, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, San Francisco is such a visibly beautiful city.
Was.
But,
yeah.
But you throw in the homeless, you throw in everything else, the crime, the violence, the drug addiction, the alcoholism on the streets, and then you throw in the double down on regulatory ordinances by the state of California on businesses. As beautiful as it has been as a city, I don't know how anyone can live there today.
I agree with you. I spent some time with my dad there, but if I was bringing in 2,000-3,000 people to do a seminar or a convention, I don't think so. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Now, there's a show that would be thrown out of the theater within minutes. You couldn't have that as a sitcom today. It'd be people in the fetal position all around the place. It's just amazing. It's one of my favorite rejoins, though. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always, and I mean this sincerely, I always appreciate your time with me, sending me email. Now, here's the deal. I always say the same thing to you. You don't have to agree with me. You don't even have to like what I have to say. If you're respectful about it, we can have a spirited conversation. But if you get nasty, I will read your name when you send me an email. It's really that simple for me. I don't have a problem with people disagreeing. We should be able to disagree with each other and then, go have a grilled cheese sandwich or something. Anyway, Rick Amato joins me. I always appreciate his time with me as well. He's the host of Politics and Profits. And Rick, again, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me.
Yep.
All right, so...
My pleasure.
When you do a show like this, you talk about the economy, you talk about the stock market, you look at what's going on, and I just told you a few minutes ago, it's so confusing because depending on how people are approaching this will depend on whether they say, you know, we're going to have a big tank here soon, everything's going to be in the toilet again, and, you know, hold on to your money, bury it in the backyard, do whatever. I've got people sending me information saying, hey, look, if they go to digital currency, is my dollar going to be worth anything? What should I do with my money? Where should I put it? I mean, it's quite confusing for somebody who doesn't deal with it on a regular basis. What are you feeling about recession, depression, bury the gold in the backyard? Okay. What's your thoughts?
All right. That's a great question, Joe. And the news everywhere is, of course, we're on the cusp of recession coming. Well, let's talk about why that's being said and what it all means in context. First of all, stock charts are showing that we are in a global recession. Not America, but globally we're in a recession. And the prevailing thought is we're about to, the U.S. is about to enter a recession, a full-blown recession. Now, why would that be? Well, you know, it often has to do with earnings. Earnings, you know, will show us what's happening in business if earnings go down. We just had some relatively recently negative news on banks, did we not? I mean, all right. Well, guess what? This Friday, your audience, Joe, keep an eye out on the news. They'll get a big hint of what's happening next. This Friday, big banks are scheduled to report their quarterly earnings. We're going to find out what's happening at Bank of America. We're going to find out what's happening at these at Wells Fargo, at these banks across the U.S., and that's going to play a lot into the U.S. recession fears or aspirations, if you will. Tell us a lot about where our economy is going. That news is not expected to be good. Now, here's what's interesting. There's been job reports that come out this past week, over the last 7 days, and it shows that jobs are holding steady. And that bodes well for a non-recession. It bodes well for non-inflation. However, let's go a step further. Manufacturing activity is scheduled to be announced this week, and there's a belief that there's going to be a decline in manufacturing activity. Manufacturing activity, it only makes sense, tends to be an indicator of what's happening in the economy. We're expecting to see manufacturing go down. And what happens when manufacturing goes down?
Well, you start to lose jobs, right?
Jobs go down too.
Yep.
So the good news that came out last week were jobs. But that could be temporary. So if we see a decline in earnings, a decline in manufacturing, and then soon after that, a decline in jobs, look for that full-blown recession in America. That's how to kind of put it all together. There, you know, we could look at 10 other charts as well, so to speak. But, you know, there's three or four key things happening right now. Big banks announcing their earnings this week, Friday.
Gotcha. You know,
manufacturing. Yeah.
I've got a great audience. They send me links while I'm talking, you know, while you're talking. You know, one of them just sent me something that said the Bank of America clients have withdrawn over $2.3 billion from U.S. securities, which mostly includes real estate, those kind of investments from the bank.
You know, I believe it.
And again, people, you know, Rick, you've been at this longer than I have from the fiscal standpoint. But, I mean, people are asking questions like, what do you do with your money? Where do you see it going to? You know, I don't suggest that people buy real estate right now because I do think it may not crash like we saw in 2009, but I don't think it's going to be as valuable throughout the whole year. I think you're going to have some good deals before the end of the year, my personal opinion.
Yeah. Let me give you a general statement here.
Sure.
Your listeners are asking, what should I do with my money? First of all, this is going to be very general. You know, if you have a 401k, if you have a rollover, if you have money set aside, I would seriously look at you know, finding an advisor that who you trust and believe in, as opposed to trying to do it yourself. But here's the other point I want to make. As bad as everything is that you and I just discussed, and it leads in right to the question you just asked, you know, what should people be doing with their money? The greatest, the greatest wealth is created. I'm going to say this the right way. More millionaires, people who are not millionaires, more millionaires have been created during times of recession
yep.
than not. So, yeah, it's negative, but guess what? To quote Michael Jordan, I'm watching The Last Dance on Netflix. I'm addicted to it. To quote Michael Jordan, whose dad was murdered, and it destroyed Michael Jordan's mind for a while, his dad always told him, turn a negative into a positive. And that's what hit my head right now, is turn a negative into a positive. There are opportunities out there in the market during a recession. History says those markets, those opportunities are greater than ever. But don't just wing it. You know, do your homework. Find someone that you trust you can work with.
Okay, okay. So being the Boston pessimist that I am, you know, one of the things I talk about the show all the time is, and you're a patriotic guy, and I sit there and I say, do we really have the stomach to fight anymore? Does the average American, the average, really have the stomach to dig in their heels and they're going to fight for and they're going to push forward? And I'm bringing this up only because when you talk about it, yeah, you're right. What was it, IHOP and Howard Johnson's and even FedEx and places like that were created, you know, came about in the recession days. And I get all of that.
Right? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, IHOP, International House of Pancakes, they were looking, you know, a way for somebody to get decent food, people get decent food for short cash in a bad time. And when you look at all that, you say, okay, but you had those innovators. You had those people willing to take chances. You had people that understood what the work it took and the risk it took. I don't know if we're there, Rick, and this is a personal thing for me. I don't have any stats on it other than what I see happening out there. I don't know if our kids, our young people, have what it takes to put a business together and push it out there like that. So maybe online, coming up with an app to do something, yes. But I'm not so sure that even those apps make us stronger mentally and physically.
Well, you know, I think it's an individual case-by-case basis. And, you know, and I was referring not to starting a business as much, which is really challenging,
yep.
as much as investing.
Especially in California.
Stocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, again, you look around, you see what's happening, what it takes to open up a restaurant here in California. 3 years from the time you pull your first, first permit, get everything you need to get from the EPA, and we have a CEQA out here or whatever it's called. It's a state EPA type of thing. Man, it really is a chore to get anything open here. But I'm talking about, you were talking about investors. I get that. I'm talking about innovation too. I wish that we could maintain that American, I'll push through it, I'll make it happen, I'll come up with something to fix that issue. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's tougher in California, and it's tougher in America today than perhaps any other time in our lifetime.
You're right. All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Tell people where they can listen to you, where they can find you, and
okay.
Enjoy your commentary.
All right. Number one, I'll do it 30 seconds. I want to say today is the 95th birthday of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mother, the widowed spouse of Robert F. Kennedy, 95
wow.
years old today. Amazing.
Yeah.
Your listeners can watch us, can read our stories online and watch our show online at YourAmericaTV.com and watch us on Roku on the Your America TV channel. That's it.
Very cool. Rick, always a pleasure when you're on with me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. With Brad Dacus in the next hour, we're going to talk about some of the legal issues going on that you can protect yourself from. We'll be right back.